Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine.
Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drives me insane.
Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila. Man, this little girl is fine.
Me and Sheila go for a ride. Ow, 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 I feel a funny inside.
Then little Sheila whispers in my ear. Ow, 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 I love you, Sheila dear. Sheila said she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. True love will never die. We're so doggone happy just being around together. Man, this little girl is fine.
Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drives me insane.
Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila. Man, this little girl is fine.
Me and Sheila go for a ride. Ow, 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 I feel a funny inside.
Then little Sheila whispers in my ear. Ow, 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 I love you, Sheila dear. Sheila said she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. True love will never die. We're so doggone happy just being around together. Man, this little girl is fine.
Ow, this little girl.
Well, good morning out there. If you're just joining us, Peter Rodman here with you, going off once again on a Monday morning from 10 to 11, right here on WXNA. And guess what? Our guest this morning is session guitarist, producer, and studio owner extraordinaire, Wayne Moss. And we're not even beginning to scratch the surface of what this guy has done, but one of the fascinating achievements, and really something that, in addition to the music, will live beyond your years and then some, is the Nashville number system, which was born of necessity. They say it's the mother of invention, and you're the father or the co-father of this invention, briefly, in a chord chart. If you have G, C, D, and you move it up to A, you'd have A, D, E, but that's a little bit time consuming. And if someone decides to change keys at the last minute, it's quicker to write 1, 4, 5, and that would apply to both keys. But at some point, you developed it and honed it, and it's now used in studios all over the world.
Yeah, that's right. So when I came to Nashville, I didn't really read music per se. And I tried not to let that stand in my way, but on occasion it did. And I was cutting with Eddie Arnold one day, and Bill Walker was the arranger, and he had a part written for me, and I didn't know what it said. I said, "Would you hum this for me?" And he said, "Yeah." He goes, "Da da 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 da." Oh, okay, I can do that. So if you'll listen to the record, you'll hear me playing something I couldn't even read. But Peter said, if you know the Nashville number system, you can fake your way through it. And I did that for a number of years, and it's worldwide now. So even though I didn't read music, I sort of helped develop a way to not have to read music, but still be able to play the chords. The Jordanaires were doing the numbers as far as notes was concerned. It's like 1, 3, 5, you know, for what they sang. What Charlie McCoy and I came up with was 1, 2 minor, 3 minor, 4 major, 5 minor, 6 minor, and 7, 8, and, which is 1 again. So if you, like you say, if you go to A flat, it doesn't matter. It's still 1, 4, 5. And that makes it real handy. And we were able to knock out songs a lot quicker than we had to on Dylan's session.
But this is an interesting thing about it. It fascinates me that history gets written this way, because what happens is something that someone could possibly mock you for or make fun of you, well, he doesn't read notation, causes you to invent a simpler, probably in most cases, better system. And now, for the first time, in hundreds and hundreds of years, human beings can communicate with a much simpler, readier system to transpose keys. That's historic. And Wayne Moss, you did it.
Well, it's kind of like bringing the mountain to Mohammed, but it's bringing the mountain to McCoy. Is actually, he's really the father of this. But he taught it to the rest of the band, and we got lightning fast at doing things. And
these days, when they go into a studio, I know this myself, and you give them the melody and the chords to the song, there's not a guy writing musical notes down, but there's definitely a guy writing the Nashville number system.
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's shorthand in a way, but it's a whole lot better system. If the artist says, well, that's too high, we got to take it down a half, well, E flat and E are like totally different animals on the guitar. And but if you're in numbers, then you grab a capo and say, oh, I got it.
Well, wow. All I can say is wow. Wayne, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Wayne Moss has agreed to come back and do a part two next Monday morning with us right here as we go off, as always, on Monday mornings from 10 to 11. Meanwhile, stay tuned for Hello Hooray. Ariel Bowie is back from New Orleans. And this is Peter Rodman going off till next Monday. Thanks for listening. Oh, by the way, here's another one Wayne Moss played guitar on. You might recognize this record.